Well, it's about to crack off the Tour de France. People absolutely love it. They get the rollers, the bikes, the lycra out. They get in front of their TVs. But this man is not in front of the TV. He's actually on the tour for 3 weeks. It's his special time of year. To find us the winner is Mike Tomalaris from SBS. G'day, Mike.
Hello, Terry. G'day, Laurie. Good to talk to you guys again.
The Tour de France starts in Belgium.
Yeah, look, it starts in Brussels for a couple of reasons. The first being it marks the 50th anniversary since the legend, the greatest cyclist of all, they say, won his first tour, and that was in 1969. His name, Eddie Merckx. Now, a lot of Aussies may not be familiar with Eddie Merckx, but let me tell you, in the world of cycling, he's up there with Pelé or Maradona or Roger Federer. He is the legend of world cycling. And the reason being, he went on to win five tours in the 60s and 70s. He won five tours of Italy, the Giro d'Italia, one tour of Spain. And apart from that, cracked something like 250 races in total. He was called the Cannibal. I just got back from the official rider presentation for this year's Tour de France in Brussels. And in the main square there, hundreds of thousands of people turned out for the riders at this year's race, but also to say thank you to the great Eddie Merckx. He's a living legend. He is a superstar of Belgian cycling, a superstar of world cycling, as a matter of fact.
How challenging is this course, Mike, and who does it suit? What type of rider or what team?
Yeah, it's always tough, Laurie, when you've got to face the elements. A ride over 3,500 kilometres, 21 days. There are three summer finishes this year. They take in all of the mountain ranges in France after leaving Belgium in the opening 2 days. And, of course, there's the Pyrenees and the Alps. There's the massive Centrale, which is the mountain range in the middle of the country. And prior to that, they hit the Vosges Mountains in the east, mountain range which borders Germany. Look, it's tough. It's always tough. This year, and I'm not sure if you reported it at the time, but Chris Froome will not be attending. He's the four-time winner of the Tour. He suffered a major crash. He's recovering in hospital. He suffered the crash in the Tour de France warm-up event about 3 weeks ago. Very, very disappointing. Most unexpected, of course, but he's lucky. He's very lucky to be alive because he busted his clavicle, suffered all sorts of injuries when he was making a descent at speed, and he's on the race. And therefore...
Oh, just lost Mike there. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Richie Port, the Aussie, he's actually a $15 chance, Loz, to win the title overall. Egan Bernal is the current favourite at $3 ahead of $3.75, Geraint Thomas. And then we've got Richie Port down there at $15. And so if you go to tap.com.au, you can bet on the overall winner, but you can obviously bet on the first stage winner. And we've got Caleb Ewan. He's actually the second favourite there at $3.75. So, Mike, we might get your overall winner if we can. Richie Port's a $15 chance for the Tour de France.
Yeah, look, he's not the hot favourite. It's really now or never for Richie Port. He's 34 years of age, and if he doesn't do it this time, he's been dogged by so much disappointment over the years. Crashed out, you might remember, in stage nine the last 2 years. I'd like to see him climb onto the podium because I've pinned my hopes on Richie for so many years, and so have many Aussies that follow the tour. Who's going to win the tour? I really don't know. Geraint Thomas, I just saw him a few moments ago at the presentation. God, he looks lean. Lean and mean. He's the defending title holder. I reckon Jakob Fuglsang myself possibly is a chance. The Swedish guy from Astana. That's my tip. You can hold me to that. But it's a really open race given the withdrawal and the unexpected crash of four-time winner Chris Froome few weeks ago.
Jakob Fuglsang, he's $6. He's the third favourite there. And what about for the opening stage, mate? Do you have a preference there? Caleb Ewan is the second favourite?
Yeah, look, I reckon Caleb can do it. He's making his Tour de France debut. He was with the Australian team, Mitchelton Scott. They didn't give him an opportunity. He's with a new team now, Lotto Soudal, the Belgian team. And if he does crack it for a win on the opening stage, which is tailor-made for the sprinters, he'll become the eighth Australian to wear the yellow jersey at the Tour de France in its history. And don't forget, this is a race that dates back to 1903. I've got my fingers crossed for Caleb Ewan. Let's hope he can do it.